Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simon. Jacaranda FM.
What a legend, Chris Combes. Jacaranda
FM. Awesome.
I'm glad you chose that song because I don't think I've ever played it on this radio station.
Not.
So there's a first for everything, huh?
Yes, wow.
Chris Combes, as you said, I mean, already the surname stood out when I saw, when I heard Chris Combes. I thought, wow, that sounds interesting already, huh?
Yes. What was his actual name was something a lot?
Van der Westhuizen or Van der Merwe. I wrote it down there, wait.
But he was sleeping in a kitchen at the time.
Yeah.
That's why he called himself Chris Combes.
He stayed in Hillbrow for, he moved to Hillbrow, stayed there for a while. He was in a mental institution for a while, remember?
No.
For about, yeah.
No, I wasn't there at the time.
Yeah. That's what you looked after him.
Did you share a room? Did you?
Oh, here we go. His name is André Leroux de Toit.
That's it.
That's why we didn't remember. It's
André of course. So.
Yeah, James Phillips, we remember. Huh? He was part of that Full Freight Tour. And, I mean, you read the book as well. I mean, it was anarchy in those days. Banned at all the varsities. I remember going to Rau and tear gassed with Johannes Kerk Oral and all those guys. They tear gassed us. And
they tear gassed
you? Oh, yes. On stage at Funnabel Park. They were on stage and these cops were still in blue outfits.
Right.
Medi Kepi. And tear gas on the stage. So backstage they arrested most of us.
What was the charge though?
Full Freitour. It was like,
but
you know,
because they were like slightly anti-establishment.
Yeah, anti-government.
Well,
you know, we're anti the Nationale Partei.
Yes.
You know, that kind of thing. We were saying bad things about them because of apartheid and stuff. So what happened was they wanted to arrest them. Most of them came to the back and said to Johannes Kerk or listen, ek is jammer ek moet dit doen. Het jy nie vir my van jou likkies op 'n LP nie. Maar ons hou van jou musiek, maar ons moet jou in die pick-up gooi. You weet, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they loved the stuff at that to arrest him, you know, which was quite embarrassing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But hulle het aangehou fight en beklei en so on. So today, I mean, it's history. I mean, somebody had to stand up, hey?
Yeah. But I mean, how much acknowledgement do they get?
Zilch.
Yes.
You didn't go to the army, huh?
No. No, I think I was 1 year after the last, well, 2 years after the last call-up.
If you had to choose Navy, the police force, or maybe the Air Force or the Army, if you had a choice.
In those days or in these days?
Those days.
Air Force.
Air Force, why?
Because I want to fly a plane.
That's what everybody wants.
Like, no, I think it would either be the Air Force or the Navy.
You get like 5,000 troops arriving in Pretoria. They all want to be pilots. One became a pilot. The rest cleaned all the toilets and stuff for 2 years. Hey.
No, I think the Navy could have been fun as well. Yeah, I can swim and stuff. So, but the police force, everyone at the time, I actually wanted to like join the police force or like the 3-2 battalion or one of those because I didn't know that it was, you know, when you're a kid, you just like these guys are glamorized.
Mm. Parabats.
Parabats or rekkies.
Yeah, the rekkies. The broek rekkies, we used to call them.
Yeah.
they used to hang out at the Bluff in Durban. Remember they had their...
Yes, they had the base there.
Then there's a restaurant there now, and they've got this manhole. And you can climb through and go underneath. You know where the boats and the ships and the yachts go?
Right.
Nobody knows us, and that's how you get to their base, under the water.
Yeah.
Somebody told me.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. But, all of those people and the police, and they're all a little bit insane now.
Yeah. Yeah. Those were interesting times.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to talk about your comedy, your TV shows, your movies and stuff. We've got another hour. But we're going to do we're going to get the tongue to taste.
Are you going to do the tasting?
So we've got six things in these little bowls.
Right.
And all you have to do is you can use your finger.
So, okay, well, you can use your tongue. Rand for every time.
Your finger or your tongue, you got a choice. Or both.
I've heard that a few times in my life.
Okay, so we're going to do that. Are you okay with that?
I'm good with that.
So we're going to score you out of six.
Right.
It's very easy. I mean, I got all of them.
Did you?
Except one. I was very confused. There was one that I couldn't get. So, okay, we're going to play that game in just a bit, and then we're going to talk about, obviously, the TV show. your TV commercials and stuff like that. Stay right there, Chris Forrest, my in-studio guest. Get in touch. You can SMS 37942 at a cost of R1.50. If you can tell us a good joke and make Chris laugh.
Very few people can even identify their own beer.
Yeah, it's Chris. He's Hello. Blindfolded. He doesn't know.
I don't know that we've started again.
It's okay. So you had to decide between a packet, a bag.
And a shirt.
I was going to pull this bag over your head, but you would have really looked funny and you wouldn't have been able to breathe. So now you got a Jack Rander FM shirt. Does it smell okay? Because it's from our storeroom.
It smells minty fresh. It's lovely.
Okay.
I must just put in a disclaimer that I'm allergic to crustaceans. So if there's any of that here, then...
What happens to you? Do you faint or...?
I, like, go into anaphylactic shock.
Just get rid of that thing.
Which could be bad for radio. I should have mentioned it before.
That's okay. You'll live. Hey, listen, you'll be in the newspapers tomorrow, so that's
yes,
cool.
Yes, well, that's great social publicity.
Social media, yeah.
Great publicity for my upcoming show.
Okay, let's talk about the celeb show you're doing there. How did you actually, did you have to, he can't see me now, which is quite cool. I can show him zap signs. So, you only know what I'm doing. I'm sitting here without a shirt on, Chris. Listen, that celeb MasterChef show, you know, I've never really watched that stuff, but... My wife said you have to watch this, not because of the celebs, but because the way that show is done. I mean, I know you've pre-recorded some of the stuff, although I still think you're going in this week to record this weekend show. That's the way I think.
Yes, but, I'm actually flying to Paul
again
tomorrow morning. Yeah,
once a week.
Once a week.
Now, did you audition for that show?
Sort of. They phoned me and they said, would you be interested in doing it? And I was like just a massive fan of the show. And plus, it was a chance to raise some money for one of my charities.
What is your charity?
On the show, it's the Villa of Hope.
Okay, brilliant. And how much have you raised so far? Quite a lot, eh?
I think I've raised 15 so far.
Brilliant. Okay, here we go. We've got six little dishes here for you. Okay. I don't know. Well, we call them dishes. Okay, so the first one, just put your finger and then taste it and tell me.
Okay, you have to give me there we go.
Okay, just taste and tell me what it is. We'll see your squad of six.
This is... Something powdery.
Yeah. Don't sniff it. What does it taste like?
It's like biltong salt.
Biltong salt?
I don't know.
So you don't know, okay?
No idea.
No idea?
Have you not seen?
I don't believe it.
Is this a different one now?
Okay, now number Wait, two. Here we go.
Was there water here somewhere?
Oh, you want to take a sip quickly? Yeah,
yeah, I've got to cleanse the palate.
Okay, so you don't know what that was? Okay. Number two coming up now. I think you'll get this one.
Okay.
There we go. You know, you want to win MasterChef? You have to be good at this. This is where it starts. What is that? Don't take so long. We don't have the whole evening, Chris Forrest.
That tastes like mint.
Yes! Do you think it was?
I have no idea.
We'll tell you later. Okay, number three coming up now.
That number three. Is one of these going to make me like cry and
No, pain? No, no. Number three. Here we go. You work with us in that kitchen every day. Come, here we go. It's got nothing to do with that risotto you made.
Whoa.
What is that?
Cayenne pepper. Yes, no. Something hot.
Can't tell you.
Is it peri peri?
Let's move on. Number four. You're going to get this one. I think you used this in your risotto.
As soon as my mouth stops burning.
No, we won't.
I don't know. It's not burning that much.
You still have to win the competition. That's why we'll... Okay, the next one, number four, coming up. Does it ring a bell?
Bing! I used this in the risotto.
Uh-huh, maybe.
I doubt it.
The judges liked your risotto.
They did.
What is that?
It's like ground up vine leaf or something.
No.
No?
Maybe.
It's,
I can't tell you yet. Go for it. One more shot. What is it?
Is it tea?
Smell it. Okay. Maybe it is. Number five coming
maybe
up.
Maybe it is. It's horrible.
you are doing very well. Or maybe you've got all of them wrong. You don't know. You know. Okay, here we go. Number five.
Number five.
The tongue to... If you don't know what the hell's going on now listening to your radio, because you can't see what we're doing, we've got six dishes, yeah? We call them dishes. But it's stuff that you use in your dishes, you know what I mean? And so far, I can't tell you how many you've got out of the four we've done. Number five?
This is a weird one.
You got that right.
It's like orange Kool-Aid or something.
Okay, the next one, number six.
Well.
Number six.
Is that like a ground-up Calcivita?
Take a sip.
No, it's not
Calcivita.
I'm not
allowed to say anything, you know. I'm just...
Oh, this one's...
Okay. This is a nice one.
Is that pepper? What is that?
We won't put pepper there or
that's
salt.
Six.
Come on, how boring.
I can take the blindfold off now.
Okay, number six.
Oh, right. That's mustard. Hello.
Right.
It's all coming to me now.
Right. Ooh. Now the first one. Where's the first one? Just okay. The first one. Was that one? What is that? Have a look.
That's pepper. Is that lemon pepper?
No.
What is that?
Coriander.
Coriander.
Coriander, and you didn't get it.
Okay, I didn't get sorry. Any of it.
Barney and Friends. Barney Simon. Jacaranda FM.